Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
From the South Shore to the radio show this evening, and we're just excited to have you here. And so right now, I do want to introduce one of my favorite people in the entire world from Fairway Mortgage.
Wow. You are. I moved up
well,
the ladder.
Well, yeah, you've helped me out a lot lately.
Right.
You keep going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Right.
But he is with...
Oh. I went up two tonight.
Just, do you have anything too? Two's company, two.
Right.
our partner's not here tonight, but I wish that she were. So, because you know, Sharon, you know how much we love you, and Fairway Mortgage is a sponsor of Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. So, you have Cindy Ford tonight and Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage.
Yep.
We couldn't be happier to be here, right?
Right. Love it.
I know.
Yep.
Absolutely love this. And I'm excited tonight because we're going to talk about all kinds of things that you need to do, especially in this crazy market, the different loan programs. And I think there might be some other loan programs that are in the
works. Yeah, a lot of stuff's coming back into the, you know, that went away for a long time, but it's coming back.
Absolutely. I know before we get into that, I know we do have to make sure that all of our listeners and our drivers get home safely. And we're going to be... Oh, really? Okay. All right. See, I'm a little ahead of myself.
Yep.
I might be in a different time zone. I'm not really sure. You know, you got me, Ryan, in the beginning of the show when I didn't hear me.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, trust me. But I thought, am I just talking? And then Dan's looking at me.
You know, it's one of those things. It's almost like a clogged ear thing.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
Dan had clogged ears also.
Oh, yeah, right. Did he? Yeah, because I thought I'm talking, but I don't hear me, which is not a bad thing.
I was going to say.
Don't get me wrong. Stop
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes I
Stop
hope that.
You. Today, driving around in circles in Norwell.
Yeah.
Got lost. And Dan's on.
She got lost with GPS.
I said, yeah, I have my navigation on. I'm still driving around in circles. To know me is to love me, right, Ryan?
You know, at least it wasn't one of those situations that people end up driving into a lake.
Yeah.
It but happens
we may be reading about that soon enough, though.
That could be tomorrow.
It happens with GPS.
Right? Oh, yeah, that would be... Thank God I don't listen to my GPS and I find myself lost because I'll never drive into a lake.
Right.
I will not.
Mm-hmm. You were just taking the scenic route.
Oh, my God. Around... And then I got back to the place that I had the inspection. Drove myself all the way back in some type of circle through two other towns and got back to where the... And I said, this looks familiar, Dan.
She hasn't lived in this area long, though. It's only been about 24
years.
So I don't know how... It's easy to mess that up.
I know. I know. I can't help it. I can't help it. But okay. I'm so excited to have you here this evening. So, like I said, we're going to talk different loan programs and what you need to do and what you can do.
Right.
And if you're not sure if you are qualified, I think a lot of people assume that they are.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And find out otherwise. And unfortunately, sometimes when it's too late.
Right. Exactly.
That's the unfortunate thing.
You know.
Oh, and now I think I'm not too ahead of myself. We would like to get everyone home safely this evening. So we have Malcolm Alter. Hi, Malcolm. How are you this evening?
We actually have Renee Hamilton in the traffic.
Renee, seriously?
I'm sorry. I forgot to inform you.
Honestly, could I?
Ryan.
Can we start this over?
Okay.
Can we just turn the clock back?
All right, Cindy.
Renee.
Start again.
Hey, we have Renee on the line tonight. Renee, could you get me home safely tonight?
Cindy, I'll do my best for you. Let's start with some of the good news. Routes 28 and 6, they're both in good shape. 24, 95, 495, they're all moving along okay. But one spot that's been extra tough this afternoon, 128 southbound, still inching along from Route 2 in Lexington all the way down through Dedham. And northbound, 128 is locked up from the expressway up to Route 24. 3 southbound, tough coming off the expressway down past Union Street, but then it's clear to the Sagamore. That expressway southbound across from the tunnel down past South Bay. You're back in it by Granite Ave. Northbound tied up in Braintree up past Neponset Circle. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Renee Hamilton in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we are back, I think. We wanted to rewind and start this all over again. My goodness, if this is any indication of how the rest of the show is going to go, look out.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Look out. I hope we're talking loans tonight, are we? Who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
What company are you
with?
Oh, my goodness gracious. So I do want to start, as usual, you can't stop me. I want to start with giving you kudos, because I have a client, I have many clients that we have been in bidding wars and we have lost,
right.
And, you know, because of cash buyers and different things, even though we've, you know, gone over the asking price. But today, I was talking to the agent and I actually had to text her back on Saturday when she told me our offer, you know, when she told me about the offer and everything. And then I said, gee, she didn't say the offer was accepted. So I said, does this mean the offer is accepted? And she said, yes. So today was the inspection. My clients were thrilled beyond belief. And she said, well, between you and Dan, you were both so on the ball. And the way Dan pre-approves or pre-qualifies, however you want to say it, he, you know, gets W-2s. He does all this legwork up front so that she knew that my clients were the most qualified based on all the legwork you do up front, and then me having all of my paperwork ready to go, with the exception of the offer, which I had written up prior to them even seeing the house, because I knew that they were going to want it. So we just went with it. And then also the homeowner is going to be out of the country for a length of time, and she wanted a commitment much earlier than we normally have to have a commitment. So I'm texting. I said, oh, that won't be a problem. Then I'm feverishly
no pressure.
Texting Dan with 1% left on my radio. Oh, my goodness. My phone. And I'm saying, can you do this? And he's like, do you know this person there? And I'm like, yes, that's for this. Like, please, can you do that? And he's like, of course I can. I'm like, phew, because I said you could. And that was the reason our offer was accepted, because our buyers are so qualified based on the legwork that you do, and that you were able to bring that commitment letter forward. And I think that you can do that because of all that work that you do up front. Or you could tell me otherwise. I don't know. That's what I'm going
with. No, that is, it's because, you know, a lot of these places where they give you a pre-approval letter, it's not really a true pre-approval, because they don't have all the, you know, tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs up front. I try to get that on every file just so someone can go out there confidently looking. They don't. Right. There's not going to be a gotcha later or something like that. And I think that's the best way to do it. And especially, like you said, in this environment, if, you know, there's multiple offers on every property out there.
Oh, yes.
So the listing agents are aware of that. So they want to feel good when they advise, you know, which offer to kind of take, because there are so many. So that's kind of what happened when she, you know, called me and said, you know, how did you do your pre-approval? And, you know, I explained it to her and she felt really good about that, knowing that these people are ready to go, and getting a commitment by that date that they needed it wasn't going to be an issue.
That is so important and so helpful. And again, for this client who had lost out, you know, due to cash buyers on probably six or seven other properties, right. They were getting discouraged, mm-hmm. as a lot of my clients do. And, you know, it's not just their price. It's every price range that I'm working in, every price range.
It's crazy out there. It's one of the weirdest markets I've ever seen since I've been in this business.
Me too.
I mean, I don't know how appraisals are catching up with the overbidding. I've had people bid 30 grand over on properties and they're not even getting it. So, you know, what is it? And I heard someone tell me that they had bid 30 grand over and it went 60 over asking price. Now, to me, I say, good for the seller. You know, great, they're getting more money. But I don't know how they're going to get financing because, you know, appraisers have to use comps of other houses selling. So they're not caught up yet. Eventually they will, because things will sell, you know, incrementally more and more.
Right.
But to say all of a sudden $60,000 over asking price, I don't know where the appraiser is going to come up with the comps for these. So it just makes it a tough for him.
And then it makes it tough because if it doesn't come in and that person, you know, has a contingency in their offer that, you know, it's contingent upon the property appraising at or above sale price, they can walk away. That person is basically only going to get the range that the mm-hmm. you know, that the appraiser comes up with, so they probably have to come down. But in their mind, they're thinking, wow, we're getting 60,000 over what the list price is.
Exactly.
And they're really, and most they're likely, they're not going to if the house is priced appropriately.
Right, and they're not in the business, so people get emotional. Homeowners get emotional. They hear the 60,000. Yeah, right.
No idea.
Exactly.
Right now.
So they don't understand that an appraiser's doing his job. He can only do what he can do with the comps that have sold. So a lot of times you can renegotiate it down if you have people, you know, if everyone's kind of reasonable and talking about it and say, look, you know, let's look at the appraisal. Let's see if he did use, you know, comps that are correct.
Comps that you would use to list the price.
Yep, because, you know, not everyone's human. There might be mistakes made and there might be another comp that was missed or something like that.
Happened
and it could have been
last
a little
year.
Bit. Yep. So, you know, things happen. But the majority of the time, you know, most appraisers aren't in here to, you know, make deals go away. They're just there to do their job. So if it comes in a little low, that's probably pretty close to accurate. So what we can do is renegotiate, and that might help.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the deals fall apart because what a seller hears is, well, I have five other people that made this offer.
Right.
You know, so maybe their appraisal won't come in low. Maybe it might come in a slightly higher, but it's never going to come into that. If it came in at 30 grand low, it's not going to come in 30
grand higher. There's a range, just like when we do a comparative market analysis for a client. There is a range based on the criteria that you put into the spreadsheet, and then it just gives you the number. We're just not that good, although we are, because we kind of know going up to all these properties. I would like to say that if anyone has any questions for Dan regarding any loans or questions about when you should start looking, we are going to talk about these things, but please feel free to give us a call at 781-837-4900. Again, it's 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for Dan, because he is a plethora of knowledge.
Don't put that pressure on me.
No, I do. I have to. I know that if I send someone to you, if they're not qualified, there's nowhere that they will be qualified. They might think they are, but then they get to a certain point and they find out, oops, I'm not. But let's talk about some of the programs, because, you know, this is what I find, again, in every price range. People just are, you know, they don't know. They think that they have to go to the bank, that they do their banking, and that they're going to get the best rate, or they're going to get the best this, or, you know, they'll easily qualify. That's not always the case, and I certainly am not here to mention any other places, nothing else. But they may not have the programs, and of course, these buyers, if they don't know, so we have to educate them, and that's what I do when I first meet them. One of the first things I ask, I first ask if they're working with an agent. The second thing I asked is, are they pre-approved, pre-qualified, whatever that terminology is today. And because I want to go out there, like you said, and I want to be assured that I'm showing them something they can, I don't want to say just afford, because I do have clients that you have, you know, pre-qualified for a very large amount, but they're comfortable here.
Right.
But I don't want to take them to look at something that potentially is $100,000 or even $50,000 or even $25,000 over something that they really are not qualified to buy.
Right.
And then have them fall in love with it and then only for everything to fall apart.
Right.
So I know when you give me that letter, I know that short of something disastrous happening to that client, we're good to go.
Right.
We really
That's the
are.
Goal. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, you don't want someone, that's the worst feeling. If somehow someone goes, they fall in love with the property, and then somehow the, you know, not qualified, or maybe appraisal comes in low or something like that to stop the deal, that's when people really get upset. So the whole goal is for them to be out there knowing they're confident, and then we can close quickly, because that's another advantage in this market. A lot of the bigger lenders, they can't close within 60 days.
Right.
You know, and people want to, when they sell, they want to know, well, you can close within 30 days. So that's what we try to do. We can even, you know, close quicker than that in some circumstances when we need to. So it's just, that's how we try and do things. But that's getting all the paperwork up front so everything is really smooth. Then the borrower can just kind of enjoy going out to look for houses.
Well, there's nothing enjoyable right now in this market,
right,
looking for houses, because seriously, like even in this, you know, there was one that my client offered. There were 17 offers on it.
It's crazy.
I said, I can't even imagine being that agent that has to look at 17 offers. I'd be looking for, oh, is there a cash one there? Because there's a lot of things going on here. So, but what I do try to educate them on, again, I'm not you, don't even pretend to be you, and I'm not nearly as tall as you, or as handsome as you, but I want to make sure, that, you know, they are educated and they know that there's programs out there that they are not aware of.
Right. No, that's what's going on now, because, you know, when things crashed, a lot of programs went away. You know, a lot of the low down payments, it was only, say, the FHA to go to. The FHA, you know, it's fine for getting into a house if that's your kind of last resort. But, you know, it has things that I don't like about it, mortgage insurance that you can never really get rid of.
Right.
So a lot of the programs started coming back, you know, 5% down. Because before, you couldn't get mortgage insurance on things. Obviously, when you don't have 20% down on a house, you need mortgage insurance.
Right.
So what happened was, when that crash happened, there was no, you know, you couldn't get mortgage insurance on these low down payment programs. So now they're back. Everything's coming around. The thing is, these low down payment programs, they're still good borrowers. A lot of people don't think that, because now the programs are vetted so much better. You see tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs.
Right.
So a lot of times I talk to people, say they would have maybe 10% to put down, but a house they're looking at buying might need some work. Well, instead of putting the whole 10% down, I'll say, you know, maybe keep just put 5% down. It's the same qualifications. It doesn't really matter. But a lot of, you know, realtors aren't really sure yet that those are just as good a buyer. It doesn't matter really if it's a, if I give a pre-approval for a 20% down or a 5% down or even a 3% down, it's the same. Those people are going to be able to qualify.
It's just as simple as, for my clients anyway, they're renting. And the rents are outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And so they aren't able to save too much because, believe it or well, not, I don't have to tell you, believe it or not, but if they buy, they'll their payment is going to, in 97% of my instances, less than what they were paying for rent.
Mm-hmm.
They just, when you're paying that much for rent, you can't save too much.
Right.
You know, and, you know, the rent is, you know, you're throwing money out the window. So that's, it doesn't mean that they don't have great credit. It doesn't mean anything other than that they haven't been able to save.
Right.
A lot, because
they can't. It's tough in this environment. Everything is so expensive. So I totally, that's what I try to express upon. You know, I want realtors to call me, listing agents to call me when an offer comes in, and just talk about the client. I can kind of go over in generalities, because these, like I said, the 3% down programs are great programs, and the borrower, if it, just because you're putting down 3% doesn't mean you're a bad borrower.
No,
it just means that you're qualified for a different program, or maybe you want to take some money and do some improvements to the house. There's a million different reasons for it. Oh, buy furniture.
Right.
You know, some people come in from renting. They might not have a lot of furniture. They might, now they want to buy and you have to furnish a house. Very expensive.
Right.
So now you say, listen, instead of putting down that 10%, save the money. You know what I mean? And now, I wouldn't tell someone if they have 20% to put down to go put 15% down, you know, because that's a different kind of world. It changes the whole, you know, your rates and whatnot. But there are so many programs. There's mass housing.
So let's talk a little bit about mass housing.
Yeah, there's mass housing. They were one of the first to kind of stop going back in this, the low down payment programs. It's, you know, kind of a first-time buyer program, but anyone can really use it. You don't have to be a first-time buyer. They were great. I use them a lot because they were pretty much the only 3% down.
Right.
But then you started getting Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac back in there, and they have a 3% down. Both of them have 3% down programs, and each is good in its own way.
Okay.
They're different. So what happens is every client is different. Everyone has their own scenario, why they might be, you know, why one program is better than another. You know, for instance, on Home Ready. It was almost too good to be true when I saw it. If you're over a 45 debt ratio, which is, you know, how much income you make in your monthly obligations, debts, you can't be over 45 with both a lot of conventional programs. Well, with Home Ready, if you're between a 45 and a 50 debt ratio, they allow you to, if you have someone that's going to be living there, that's going to maybe be paying, you know, some of the mortgage but not actually on the mortgage, they can sign a letter stating they're going to live there for at least 12 months, and they just provide their income docs. They're not on the loan or anything, and that's used to as a compensating factor, and they can close the loan.
Really?
Yep. We couldn't believe it. I had to reread the guidelines when it came out.
Right.
I was shocked. I'm like, there's no way.
I think you've used that. You were doing one type of loan for a couple of my clients, and then you went to that one, and that was, I mean, mm-hmm. and that's the other, another, you know, his head's going to swell, but, you know, I had a couple of clients, you know, they were pre-qualified for this particular loan. Maybe it was mass housing.
Right.
But then that came out, and you, instead of just keeping them where they were and just letting things slide, you know, and go straight through, you looked at this other program to see if they would, right. it would be good for them, and it ended up working out right. even better for them. That's huge for me, for my clients, like that you, again, care that much that you're like, huh, I've already got this one, but this one just came out. This one might be better for them.
Right. That's what, I mean, that's the goal. That's what one thing I like about being at Fairway. They have so many loan products available. You can pretty much do anything. So it's, you can do VA, U.S.,
and that's,
you know.
That's a great thing. Yeah. Yep. And you in Fairway does so much for veterans anyway.
Yeah. Yep. They have a lot of great programs with the veterans. They do, you know, the American Warrior Initiative. Sometime yeah. if you know, you just want to look things up about that, look up some of the videos that Fairway does for these veterans. It's, you know, it's pretty powerful stuff. The giveaways they do, they raise money.
Last year I went to one in Dedham, right,
yep,
with you,
yep.
and literally.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Incredible how you change people's lives.
Where was he from? Plymouth?
Yeah, we had one from Plymouth.
They will help them, give them seed money for their own businesses.
Yep. Three, I think, that day
yep.
you did.
They'll donate money for, say, a ramp on a house. They've given away mortgage-free homes to veterans in the past.
Wow.
Yep. So you can just kind of even Google some of the videos and just look it up, and you'll just see some of the stuff they do. It is pretty powerful stuff. But again, so you have all these programs available. Each client is different. Everyone has a scenario for a certain thing. Maybe you have a lower credit score. So that would be something I would go more towards a mass housing. That would be why that would be a better option. You see what I'm saying? So because mass housing is different in the fact that they don't hit you so much, I guess would be the word, for a credit score. You know, so if you're a 680 with mass housing, it's the same as being a 780. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
But conventionally, if you're going with the Home Possible, which is a Freddie Mac program, or Home Ready, which is a Fannie Mae program, your credit score being that low will really affect it.
Okay.
It affects the mortgage insurance, so that's why. But if you have a higher credit score in the same scenario, I would go with the Home Ready or the Home Possible. It's just, you know, you have to. Each person is so different, and every scenario is different. No one's the same, so that's why it's good to get, again, have a call early so we can get a pre-approval. And then maybe what I find a lot is people are hesitant to call for their pre-approvals early. I'm not buying for 3 months. I'm not buying for 6 months. I'm talking with a client now. She was like, yeah, I know. My realtor's been telling me to call you for 6 months. She knew I wasn't buying, but she said, call. She just called me. Now we're scrambling to try and fix her credit up really quickly because she has to move, and we're trying to get it done. Where it would have been relaxing, you know, not relaxing
if
to fix
it. If she had called 6 months ago, she'd be
mm-hmm.
ready now,
yep.
just
it,
all set.
Yep.
Everything would have fallen into place, and she would have done. Because often I do send you people as well that think they're okay, think they're
right.
going to be qualified, and they're not for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's different. And then you work with them, and sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's 3 months, sometimes it's a year.
I've had people a year, over a year.
That you work with them, and then we finally, but they. You work closely with them throughout that time and explain exactly what they need to do because, again, everyone is different.
You know, and you get, you know, actually, to be honest, it's few and far between where you get the very qualified client anymore.
I know. I think I sent you 2 this year.
Did you? I don't remember those. No. But, no, we have, it's tough because it's when you have little things that can affect you for thousands of dollars, too, because
don't realize.
If, you know, the difference between a 699 credit score and a 740 to your rate on a conventional loan could be at least a quarter.
Wow.
Yep. And it can change you so dramatically on your mortgage insurance, too. You'll get better mortgage insurance. So if you're not putting down the 20%.
What are the misnomers that people think that do not affect their credit score that affect it.
They'll one of the worst things to do is have a late payment, because late payments, there's nothing you can really do except for time getting away. If you have a late payment within 30 days, it's really bad. Then 6 months, it's a little less bad. You know what I mean? In 12 months, it's, you know, that one 30-day late a long time ago. And people don't realize how much that hurts you.
And so if you did that, and say it, you were on the cusp of being an okay credit person, and then it brought you down to where you need to bring it back up, mm-hmm. how long does it take to get yourself back up there in that one payment that you were late on?
It kind of depends on what else is on the report. So if there's a lot of things on the report, like say you have a few credit cards with higher balances, well, what you can do now is pay those down. So now you pay those down a lot of times, because we have credit kind of experts coming to talk to us, because I'm, you know, not a credit expert by any means, because each credit bureau calculates their scores differently. So now what we have them do is come in and talk to us and give us kind of general rules of thumbs. So for instance, you always want to have, you know, 30% or less of whatever your high balance is on your card. So once you're above that, it starts affecting you negatively, because people don't realize credit cards, you know, they'll call me, I paid my credit card last week, so the balance should be down, it should be good. Well, credit card companies only report once in a month, so it might not be when you paid it. So say you paid your bill on the 14th, and if the reporting date for that credit card was the 10th, well, now you have to wait till it cycles through to the 10th of the next month for it to show up when we pull credit. So once that happens, now, if the balance is below that 30%, your score is going to rise pretty significantly. People don't realize that. But if it's above it, or if you're near maxed, your score goes down every month.
Okay, see, that's good to know. And people don't, I think, nope. I wouldn't know that. People don't know. We do have to take a break. So when we come back, we are going to talk to Dan more about the loan process. And if you have any questions for him, you can call us at 781-837-4900. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Sullivan, Garrity, and Donnelly Insurance is a full-service insurance agency offering a wide range of financial and insurance services. At SG&D, we have access to the strongest and most respected insurance and financial markets available to meet our personal and commercial insurance needs. Since 1922, we take pride in our commitment to providing unparalleled service at competitive prices. With more than 8 decades of experience and our ability to meet the complex insurance needs of today, we create the best solutions for our customers personally and professionally. We have convenient offices throughout Massachusetts, including Cohasset, Chatham, and Worcester. Please visit our website at sgdins.com or call 1-800-287-8501. Sullivan, Garrity, and Donnelly Insurance is a proud member of the Assure Alliance Group.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400. 877-497-4400. We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we are back, all our South Shore neighbors and friends. This is Cindy Ford sitting in for Sharon McNamara this evening on Talk Real Estate. And I have the pleasure of Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage here. We were talking about the pre-approval process before we went to a commercial break. And we are going to continue to talk about that because I think I've sent Dan every possible person in the universe that you could possibly have.
I think
I've sent you two pretty good ones this year.
No, of course. I was just kidding.
I do think so. But so say, for instance, I send someone to you and they're qualified and they're potentially, and there's nothing wrong with the FHA. It's just, I don't know, maybe you can, it's, for me, I'd rather see them in like a Home Ready or a mass housing loan, but they may not have the credit for that. But so there's a solution for them.
Right.
But potentially, on some people, not everyone, but if they did, what could they do, or what would cause them that they're in that FHA, but potentially within a decent amount of time, we could get them into a mass housing or another loan? What type of credit concerns would you have there?
Well, with FHA, they're more, I guess the word would, not lax, but their guidelines are a little bit looser than, say, a conventional loan. For instance, if you had a short sale, they'll let you kind of start buying again in 3 years.
Okay.
Where conventional, it's four.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So maybe a person calls me and they're at, you know, 3 years, 10 months. Well, yeah, you can buy with the FHA, but maybe now you've called a little bit early, so now we can kind of see that on the horizon. Say, let's hold up and wait until we're at that four-year window. So now you can buy with conventional because, again, FHA, you know, it can get you into houses, but the problem is a lot of, in this competitive market, a lot of realtors don't want to see an FHA loan because the appraisals are a little bit different. I'm sure you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, if peeling paint's an issue, you can't buy a house that has peeling paint inside or outside.
Even on the shed.
It's a problem there. Cracked windows, loose railing, you know, if a railing's missing from somewhere. You name it, FHA has, you know, an issue with a lot of it. So in a multiple kind of offer scenario, they see FHA on that pre-approval. They're not taking that,
right?
You know, because they're not, they don't want to deal with that issue.
In case it's an antique home or, you know, has some issues, just like, you know.
And almost any house has peeling paint.
Honestly, it could be bubbling paint.
Yep.
I've had that issue where they had to scrape that. And they don't care what color you paint it. You could paint it purple and green.
Yep.
They just don't want the bare wood showing bubble in there. So we have had experiences with that. And then, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the private mortgage insurance for an FHA a bit higher than it would be for, say,
it's just for life. You can never get rid of it. You used to be able to, it would go away at a certain point.
When you had 20% equity back in my day.
Yeah, it was a little bit further down, but the FHA, basically, and they're doubly insured. That's why I don't like, say, an FHA product, because the FHA does what's called an upfront mortgage insurance premium.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a higher rate of default on FHA loans just because, again, the guidelines are a little more lax. So what happens is they doubly insure themselves. So they have what's called the upfront mortgage insurance premium. Mm-hmm. That is, if you're putting down 3.5%, you get hit with 1.75% mortgage insurance premium. So basically, you lose half of your equity you're already putting into the property up front. And, you know, you can finance that on top of the loan, which most people do, or you can pay it cash.
Okay.
So now that's one form of insurance they have. They also have the monthly mortgage insurance, which kind of everyone knows. And now that's for the life of, they, you know, changed that a few years back for life of the loan.
But, all right, so just to be clear, if I do decide in X amount of months or can, and I've cleaned some things up or something has changed in my life, I could refinance to, if my credit is better, to a different product and remove that insurance. Well, not remove that insurance, but that
different product. Totally.
Completely.
That's
different
what we do.
I,
to be honest, we do that a lot.
And how long do you have to be?
Normally it's, you know, you won't, because to be honest, your mortgage is kind of, it grows your credit score the most.
Right.
It's, you know, as long, so making those on-time payments, your score was going to go up if that's one of the factors that was putting you in the FHA to begin with. So now, you know, 6 months to a year, your score should have gone up, you know, hopefully, or whatever the factor was. Now we refi you out into a conventional loan. Maybe the property appraises higher, yeah. Especially, you know, the way the market's going up now. If you bought a year or two ago in that situation with FHA, I'm sure your values are much higher, and
right.
It'd probably be easy to go into a conventional loan now. I just actually talked to someone today, exact scenario. He bought, you know, 5 years ago, FHA. Right now, we have to go refinance him. As long as the value is where we think it is, he'll be in a conventional loan, 80 LTV, and he's good to go.
And I think people don't realize that either. And I think that's, again, another thing that you go over with them, and you explain that, okay, so this is, you know, the solution today. But, you know, 6 months down the road or a year down the road,
right.
For some people that maybe that short sale, they're a year away from that. Also, they'll hopefully have some more equity in their home. They can then refinance with you.
Yep.
And so I think that that's great that you do explain that to them. And,
right.
it, you know, all things moving along smoothly and nothing, no major changes, you can potentially get them out of that.
I've done that last fall.
Yep.
Client bought. They needed to buy then, so they had to use FHA. He had the short sale.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it was not 4 years yet. We're actually doing the refinance right now because he got outside that 4 years to do
right.
it. So it's just, that's the way to do it. But that's also why we want to have people come in early for a pre-approval. Maybe we can see something that will avoid having to use an FHA program.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or, again, like we were talking about the credit score. Maybe you were going to be in, say, Mass Housing, or for instance, with a 680 credit score. Well, maybe we can get you into the Home Ready or the Home Possible with a higher credit score. You know, get you up to a 740, because, again, it can save you a lot of money over the life of a loan. If it's a house you plan on being in 20, 30 years, an eighth or a quarter to rate can be a big deal.
Right.
You know, so a lot of people don't kind of realize that. It doesn't matter. I'll go with this program. Well, if we do a little bit of work, we can really kind of save you a lot of money.
And that's, again, huge, and I think people do not know that. Again, I'm talking with Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage, located right here in Marshfield. They certainly are all over the country, but his office is in Marshfield, right down the street. If you have any questions for Dan regarding loans or, you know, your credit or anything like that, call us at 781-837-4900. Again, it's 781-837-4900. We'd be happy to answer your questions. And if you don't want to call in and say anything on the radio, you can certainly call in and give your number to Ryan, and he can give it to Dan after, and Dan can give you a call. And we'll be giving out Dan's number at the end of the show anyway.
It'd be great to get a call, though.
I know. We love the calls. We love the calls. Because it is overwhelming for, you know, with the paperwork that I give them, then I send them to you, and
right.
and then I'm trying to go over the house with them because they're looking at pretty shiny new, and I'm looking at furnaces and downspouts
right.
and
right.
roofs and, you know, windows
right.
and
right.
they're like, but look, it has this, and I'm like, no, you right. know. So, and then if I am an FHA, I have to be very careful on the properties that I do show them. And I can't stress enough that this market is so crazy and volatile right now that I'm writing offers up at 1:30 in the morning and submitting them and hoping that they, like, it in, you know, there's highest and best, and then going in with escalation clauses, and there's so little inventory.
It's almost like it's a chicken and the egg, because the inventory is low because people are scared to sell because they're scared that there's nothing going to, you know what I mean? There's not going to be anything to buy.
So that's
the gridlock. It's causing gridlock. It's like a chicken and the egg. So they don't know whether, hey, geez, if I put my house on the market, because even if they, you know, they could.
Well,
they
you
could,
sort of have to. And I'll tell you, so that's never been an issue for me, ever. You put your house in the market, we go find you a house, you close them on the same
right.
day, and we're good to go. And a
right.
moving van comes, and life is good. Well, now people are petrified, and so they'll come into my open houses and say, I love this house, but we're not ready to put our house in the market because we're afraid we're going to be homeless. I said, well, you need a contingency plan, you know, in case.
Right.
You can do, a subject to seller finding suitable housing, but that can't go unlimited. So what happens is they don't put their house on the market, they lose out on that house.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, this market, I'm guiding my clients to say, don't accept a contingent offer until you know there's a house under agreement. But So if you don't put your house on the market, unless you have a lot of money in the bank and you don't need to sell your house, which right. aren't any of
it's
my clients.
Yeah, and you're carrying two mortgages.
Right.
It's really tough to qualify.
Then you can go find something non-contingent, mm-hmm. but you actually do need to kind of show. And, you know, I've had to send purchase and sale agreements. They've called you. Mm-hmm. You know, how qualified are these people? You know, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Before, you know, they'll even look at our offer. So I have so many people coming in saying, I'm petrified to put my house on the market because right. I'm afraid I'll be homeless. I kind of always say, it'll all work out.
Majority of the time it does.
It has always worked out the way it's supposed to, but you have no idea, and especially right now. So we need people to put their properties on the market, and then they'll get accepted offers, and then you can come and look
especially
at the property.
Especially if you bought
and
say, you know, the time when things are down, 2009, yeah. the amount of money you're going to make will kind of make up for, you know, a great down payment for a new house.
Right.
You know, people don't realize that. They say, oh, I was in a, you know, I got this property cheap. Well, now you can kind of upsize if you wanted to, you know, because say it's been 5-6 years in that house. That's kind of the average, too, I think, in houses. You know what it is?
It's seven.
Five to eight or something like that. Yeah.
Seven. I'm on 24, so I'm not a really good statistic with that.
Right? Yeah. You move around a lot.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, a lot of people, that's what they say, the average is like somewhere between yeah. 5 and 8 years. They're moving on. So, you know, if you did buy in the 2009 to 2012 range when things were really depressed in the market, the funny thing is then you couldn't give – it's funny the cycle I've seen since
yes.
I've been in the business. You couldn't give away a house then.
Right.
You just could not give away
right.
a house. And now you just, there's not enough on the market.
No. Like I said, in every single price range, it doesn't matter. I'm scrambling.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether I'm buying something for $100,000 or if I'm buying something for $800,000. I can't believe the number of people that show up at these open
right.
houses and that the number of offers. That's our doorbell. Someone at the door, Rye? Oh, this is our opportunity right now to talk a little bit about our real estate. We do have open houses this weekend, and if you want to see them, you can go on bostonconnect.com. They're always listed there for the entire weekend for all the agents in the office. Or if you'd like a comparative market analysis on your property, you can call Sharon at 781-294-4848. You can call me at 781-367-4419. We'll certainly also refer you to Dan. And Dan, you know what we can talk about in these last couple of minutes? Let's talk about the app, the blown-up version of the Home Scouting app, which I absolutely love. But you know me, it takes me a while to, you know, get mm-hmm. on board. So why don't you talk about that for a minute? Because we do have open houses. Go on our website, bostonconnect.com. But Dan, let's talk. This is, you can download this now.
Yep. So you can go into your, either Android or Apple, just go into your app store and look up Home Scouting, the Home Scouting app. And you can just use Cindy's VIP code, which is C Ford, if I'm not
it's
mistaken,
a hard
right?
one. It's all lowercase,
yep,
it's C Ford. Yeah.
Yep. And then, I mean, it's the kind of the most comprehensive, you know, home search app out there. It does a lot. I mean, it gives you driving direction to a property if you'd like to see that. You can get set up on sold home reports. There's so many things it does. But now when you do that, you're getting the most up-to-date, you know, searches because a lot of these, I don't name names on these search engines, but a lot of the online search apps, which, you know, everyone kind of knows them. What happens is they're only 60 to 80% accurate. A lot
right.
of the listings, I'm sure you've got this call.
All
I
the
saw
time.
Her on XYZ.
It's sold 2 or 3 months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's, you know, I want to go see this house. Well, it's gone. Well, the app that Cindy has, it's MLS based. So
right.
it's up to date. You know, if a property goes contingent, it's up to date in the app.
It's real time.
Yep.
And it connects to what MLS is, the multiple listing service that all mm-hmm. agents in Massachusetts, we have to list our properties.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when we mark them contingent or back on the market or we do a price adjustment, you're going to know instantly.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, the other ones, so many people call and I say, well, let me look that up. I can't find it under active. And I look and I say, okay, that sold 3 months ago.
When you have those other apps, people solicit you. They sell your information.
And it's a free app for them, so
this
it's
is free.
Home Scouting.
Yep, as long as you use Cindy's VIP code, it's a free app for you. It's, you know, just for, you know, maybe using her, again, her VIP code, and it's kind of exclusive. It's password protected. It's encrypted, so no one's going to bother you. You'll receive a few emails about how to use the app,
yep.
but nothing more, no solicitation, no one's going to bother you, and you'll be able to check out every house in the area.
You can go, you know, change your price range. Mm-hmm. I know that I set clients up in MLS, but sometimes they change their criteria, like they want to start in these towns, but then now they can't find anything, so they decide to go add a couple more towns, or maybe they want to look a little bit above where they thought they wanted to look in the price range. That won't show on what I do for them because they have to tell me, and then I make the change, and then it changes overnight. This app, they can go in and change any town, any criteria, any price, number of bedrooms. They can do anything that they want.
And it's funny how addictive it is because people, we have clients that have bought houses and they're in there the next day still using it just because they love seeing what's selling around them.
I know, and I see clients that I'm like, 97 times yesterday. What were they not doing that they should have been doing? I see a lot of my clients, it's like, It's an illness now.
Yeah, it's great. It is.
And even the ones that, like you said, that have bought their homes or that are under agreement or were closing in a few weeks, I'm like, why are they looking?
Right.
What are they doing? They say, well, I just want to see what's out there. I'm like, stop.
There's a cool feature, too, on it. It has, you could be, walking in any town. You might not even be interested. You click a show homes near me. And it shows all the homes for sale.
I know, so many great things. Dan, if people want to reach you, how can they reach you?
You just call me at the office at 781-536-4172. Again, it's 781-536-4172, and just call and ask for me.
And so I want to thank Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage. As always, it is a pleasure. And if you want to reach me, 781-367-4419, or the office is 781-826-7300. Everyone have a great night, and I hope you got home safely.